Why is one of the most influential Democrats of the last 30 years asking Epstein for dating advice? Well, it helps to know who Larry Summers is, but this story tells us so much more about establishment politics in general.
Okay, so who is he?
Treasury Secretary under Clinton, economic advisor to Obama, he was the president of Harvard, he informally advised Biden, he also was reportedly working on Project 2029 for Democrats.
And all that just leads to dating advice from Epstein?
We're getting there. When Summers worked under Clinton, he pushed policies that led to the 2008 financial crash. He blocked regulations on derivatives. He let Wall Street run wild. And guess who was advising him then?
Epstein.
No, 13 of the top bankers on Wall Street.
So he just takes bad advice.
It wasn't bad advice for him. Before the crash, Larry Summers made $5.2 million working at one of the largest hedge funds on Wall Street, and another $2.7 million for speaking fees on Wall Street.
He wrote the economic rules that he then gets to profit from.
Exactly. And then after the crash, when he was working for Obama, he pushed for bailouts for the big banks instead of helping out everyday people.
Why are we still listening to him?
That is the question. Because meanwhile, we're seeing wildly popular figures like Zohran Mamdani or Lina Khan represent a new wing of the party. Pro-worker, anti-unchecked corporate greed, anti-monopoly.
The government should serve the people, not companies.
Incredibly popular ideas with grassroots movements, but not Larry Summers, who warned that the FTC chair, Lina Khan, was waging war on businesses, or said that Zohran Mamdani is a danger to New York's economy.
Well, that's rich. What does that have to do with Epstein, though?
The new Epstein emails. Larry Summers seems to have had a pretty close relationship with Epstein up until a couple months before his death. He asked for things like dating advice, but also help clearing personal debts, getting meetings, setting up fundraisers, basically access to power.
Yeah, there are a lot of powerful people that knew Epstein.
And that is the bigger story here.
It's not just about Larry Summers.
This whole story is just a window into how elite networks operate. Powerful people orbit powerful people, even when they shouldn't. That's how they protect themselves.
That's why we get establishment politicians who are so at odds with wildly popular grassroots movements led by people like Mamdani, who are just fighting for working class people.
People like Larry Summers built enough influence that their worldview is still shaping the Democratic Party. That influence was created by building relationships with people in power, like Epstein. Some of those people are still in power.
That's why it's so hard to get the files released.
Exactly.
So the question here isn't, why do people in power keep getting caught up with Epstein?
The question is, how long can a party keep claiming to be pro-working class when they let the people who built the problem keep running the show?